From one big local company to another big local company, let's talk about Vail. The ski resort company owns Park City Mountain, that includes Canyons Village. It is, Doug, I'd say, the economic engine of our town as well as our town's largest employer.
Yeah, and the nice thing about a company that size, they're publicly held, and as a publicly held company, they report how they're doing every quarter, and that's available to the public, and I know, Renee, you listened to that. And last week was a big week for the company. On Tuesday, Vail announced it had purchased Peak Resorts, which adds 17 U.S. ski resorts to its network of resorts, bringing its total number of owned and operated resorts to 37 worldwide. The 17 new resorts are located in the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, and Midwest, near major metropolitan areas including New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Columbus, St. Louis, Kansas City, and Louisville.
Big markets. Then, on Thursday, Vail announced its fourth quarter earnings. And I listened to that investor call that was in the afternoon on Thursday. Here's some takeaways. You know, the fourth quarter, the ski resort business typically is slow because that's the summer season. So the CEO of Vail, Rob Katz, talked mostly about earnings overall for the year on this call. And then he also gave some guidance looking ahead to the next fiscal year. He said 2019 was a solid year. He said it showed growth and stability resulting from the season pass sales, the benefit of geographic diversification, the investments made in the resorts, and the success of the company's sophisticated, what he called sophisticated, data-driven marketing efforts. He also noted that Colorado, Utah, and Tahoe resorts experienced strong local and destination visitation. Now, that's probably mostly due to the favorable snow conditions we saw last season. At the start of the call, you hear Rob Katz and Michael Barkin, he's the CFO of Vail, going over the returns. And Doug, you're the numbers guy. You're the financial guy.
I am the numbers guy, and we should probably tell people what a CFO is for folks that don't know. It's the chief financial officer, so it's the person in charge of all the finances. And Vail shared that the resorts division reported EBITDA, which is just an indicator of cash flow for the company. EBITDA was a little over $700 million. It was $706.7 million for fiscal 2019, which was an increase of almost 15% compared to fiscal 2018. Season pass sales through September 22, 2019 for the upcoming 2019-2020 North American ski season increased approximately 14% in units and 15% in sales dollars as compared to the previous period. For fiscal 2019, total mountain net revenue increased 13.5% to approximately $2 billion. And total skier visits increased 21.5%, primarily as a result of the addition of acquired resorts and the favorable conditions across their U.S. resorts. Renee, let's hope they have favorable conditions across their Utah resorts next year.
Indeed. Those numbers always tell an important story, but what I like listening to on these investors' calls is when the operator opens the lines to the questions from the investors, because Katz goes off script here, which is fun to hear. You know, he has an idea of what the questions will be, but he doesn't have that usual typed out response in front of him. Now, he's a successful guy, so he's smart, and he knows the answers to these questions. But there are some moments in particular from this call that I wanted to share with our listeners. The first question is from a Barclays investor who asked about organic growth. So instead of the growth that comes with, say, adding more resorts or more season pass sales, it's more what happens organically within the company. Now, keep in mind, with those season passes, the more passes they sell, the effective ticket price sale drops. So instead of someone going to the window and buying that $150 ticket, they're buying that season pass for $800. So that drops the effective ticket price sale. Now that's because of increased visitation by season pass holders. Here's what Katz had to say about that organic growth.
We're obviously very focused on our organic growth. We're obviously entering into a time period after a number of years of very strong growth where we think, you know, overall revenue growth probably moderates a bit. Continued cost pressures, and we think that that's kind of a little bit based on, I would say, the broader economy and what we expect going forward. I think that, you know, our pass sales growth, including Epic Day Pass, we would expect to be certainly in excess of our overall growth, and largely because, in part, right, we're moving many of our guests from buying single-day lift tickets to buying season passes or Epic Day Passes in advance, sometimes we'll see price pressure on that because we're making this trade, but the increase in loyalty, reduction in churn rate, the data, the relationship that we have to the guests, we think provides such a strong long-term business value for us that's been at the core of how we've been driving value and stability and growth over the last, decade, that's an expectation that we'd have for every year, that part of our season pass sales growth will absolutely grow that year's EBITDA, and then a part of it is really about the stability and long-term kind of lifetime value of the guest.
Now note that phrase, the stability and long-term lifetime value of the guests. I think hearing Katz stress that, I think for all of us who live in this community and run businesses in this community, it's interesting to hear the CEO of Vail use that term. They're thinking long-term for sure. Another investor, this one from Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, asked about how Katz essentially feels about the timing of the snowfall being a challenge and how Vail can feel confident about core earnings growth from year to year when something like the weather can be such a variable.
You know, we feel like there are a lot of drivers that we leverage, right, to be able to grow even off of a strong season last year. And I think our, the guidance really includes, the best we can tell about what a normal season would look like, which, no doubt would be, a little bit less robust in the U.S. in terms of strength of conditions and, a little bit better in, in Canada. And I'd say those things are in there. And I'd say then this broader economic picture is in there as well. So I think you've got all of that, which kind of aligns it along with, all of the different initiatives that we have for this year in terms of how we think we can drive growth, whether that's obviously on pass sales, which we've talked about, whether that's, using a lot of, our more sophisticated approaches to driving lift ticket revenue, to driving ski school, to driving food, much of which we did talk about at the investor conference last year. And so a lot of that discussion about, things that were in the works, we now feel like we can really put into action this year, and that all flows into the core growth rate, many of which, we think absolutely give us a boost over what might have been a slower growth rate just because last year was so high. But given the number of things that we have going into this year that we feel like can actually showcase benefit, that's what gives us the confidence in the guidance range that we put out.
An investor from Jefferies asked about Vail's urban strategy with the Peak deal, looking ahead at the theoretical value of those customers that are coming into the fold. Katz's response to this question speaks to what I think a lot of us in the Park City community are wondering. What do more resorts for Vail mean for us? Will more people come here? Or will someone who may visit Park City decide to go to a resort closer to their hometown instead, maybe in the Northeast? Here's what Katz had to say about that.
A large percentage of those folks are probably never going to ski out west and never ski at any of our other resorts. And so those folks would have probably the lowest value in terms of system value. But that's, that said, right, that may be in the first year that they come to the resort. But of course, right, if we can get them to come back to, let's take Mount Brighton. If we can get somebody to go to Mount Brighton, then come back another year from Mount Brighton, take their kids, all of a sudden they may move into the, it could be 2 years, 3 years where all of a sudden, that person is now taking a trip out west. So we do see, even if in the first year, right, the value is not as high, we do see this kind of lifetime value from these guests. And then we do have folks, absolutely who take trips out west all the time, but like to maybe do one or two days or more in their local resort. The ability to use the local resort to get them into our PATH program, to get them into our data, system, and now allow us to make a personal relationship with them, that has huge value to our system. The other piece I would say is that, we now have really two, a couple of different opportunities. We've got this urban opportunity for the people who just go to the local resort. We have that opportunity now to have them come out west. And now we have an opportunity to have some of these folks in the Mid-Atlantic and Midwest region actually go up to the Northeast. So, right, because we now have a number of good destination resorts in the Northeast. So we really see this as like a migration pattern that can go in a multitude of directions. But it all starts, in our mind, with us having this relationship, understanding somebody's skiing behavior, understanding who they ski with, how often, and then being able to you know, promote to them the right product that gets them to broaden their relationship with our company.
So we're running out of time, unfortunately, but there was another question from an investor about the challenges of being dependent on seasonal labor, to which Kat said that many of the resort communities are at the lowest number of unemployment they've ever seen. And he acknowledged that finding employees is challenging. And he said those magic words, affordable housing. He said that affordable housing, or lack of it, makes it even more challenging when it comes to finding employees. And he says, this is an exact quote, guys, this is why it's critical that we as a company remain aggressive in trying to push forward on affordable housing projects anywhere we can, because it's critical for the overall health of the community. Just a couple of comments from CEO of Vail, Rob Katz. Again, a lot of fun listening to those investors' calls. They do them every quarter, and we'll try to keep you updated here on KPCW about what they're saying. Mountain Money, we'll be right back.